and 40 JC.
Uniform 2 Tango.
And Rusty, hope you're doing well.
I woke up this morning and felt like I had a cold or something. I don't know. I'm just sticking around the house here and just taking it easy today. I got a call South Carolina single sideband net tonight, so I'm not going to strain myself this afternoon.
I've been going around a little bit, I guess. I don't know where it's just allergies or what. My wife and I both had a little bit of congestion yesterday, runny nose, that sort of thing. Not much, but just enough to be aggravating. I have trouble, terrible time with allergies anyway, so it's normal for me. It seems to be a little more than usual yesterday and today.
Other more biologies this year than I have ever been in the past, so you know the situation is what it is, so you know I have to deal with it. And of course this morning, like I said, I ached all over, so it felt like that, you know, nothing like COVID. No temperature, no cough, no loss of taste or smell or anything like that, just general achy feeling. So anyway, I've just been kind of taking it easy down around the house here today. Haven't been doing anything extremely strenuous, as they say.
Well, not very cool outside either. That doesn't help any at all. The humidity there. They're also clearing a lot off up here at the top of the road, and they've got dust everywhere, pollen and who knows what else is out there and there. So I just try to stay inside today as much as possible. Maybe they'll get it finished up and cleared off here the next day or so.
Nice. That would be nice. I've been trying to figure out, for the last week, I've had these big old dump trucks loaded with dirt heading up my road somewhere and then coming back about 15 minutes later empty. But I don't know. I haven't figured out yet where they're dumping all of this dirt. And, I mean, it's been a constant stream of trucks. So, you know, it's just trying to figure out what's going on, you know.
It's near Moore, is that correct, or am I thinking maybe somebody else?
My mailing address. I actually live closer to Roebuck than I live to Moore. Go figure that out. But since the mail route is the way it's set up, the mail route is Moore and, you know, everything else. Like I said, I can be at the Roebuck post office in about 5 or 6 minutes. It takes me about 15 minutes or so to get out to Moore post office. So, it's what it is. I used to have my mail come out, be delivered to the house, and then I got me a post office box for a while. And I've reached the point where I got tired of having to drive over to the post office every day to check my mail. So went back to home delivery. Nobody's taken out my mailbox in a while, so that makes life a little easier.
Well, it's been quite a few years ago with graduation night. Somebody hit our mailbox a time or two. And I think maybe just 1 year, twice in 1 year. And what I did was I left the trees and lumber post up and just got a mailbox. And then I got a couple of bungee cords holding the mailbox on that way. If I want to at night, if there's some festivities going on, I just take the mailbox down. That way it kind of defeats the purpose of hitting the mailbox, I guess. But I have that informed delivery, too, and I'm sure you probably do as well. And it makes it pretty easy for me to see what's coming in or not.
Yeah, well, there are days there are some days when I'll get stuff delivered when my informed delivery doesn't say I've got anything coming, so. Or it tells me I've got something coming and that item doesn't show up. So, yeah, I haven't figured out that part of it yet as to why they can't get that act together and, you know, why they send me this stuff. Well, we have an item being delivered for you that we don't have a picture of, that type of thing. So, you try to figure it out and figure where to go from there, you know.
Is it mine knowing that it gets delivered to after 3 o'clock here? And I notice as it gets closer to delivery time, I notice that sometimes I can pull mine back up, and it'll show the photos instead of just we don't have a photo of it, thing that shows on there. if it doesn't come in where it says it is, I always notify them. I always click on the box and notify them. But sometimes it says it's coming within the next couple of days, and it's just been so inconsistent here recently. It gives you an idea if something's coming. Of course, I do my GPS deliveries the same way. I've got one of those GPS accounts, so I can have it delivered somewhere else if I want to. I think I have to pay about $15 or $20 a year for it, but I can direct it. If it's something important, I don't want to leave out here on the porch, I can direct it to the UPS box place or either the UPS hub down right down, not too far from the house. Makes it a little simpler for me rather than have it sitting out here and have somebody cruise by and pick up a radio or something like that. I had delivered and wasn't able to be here when it came.
Those, I don't have that, but because I'm usually here and things, and I'm back enough off the road that for somebody to actually know I've got something down here being delivered, they would have to actually come on the property and drive off the street and out onto my property, and that would be kind of obvious. And I've got a pretty attentive sheriff's department team that rides my road over here, and they come out. They'll keep an eye on things as they go by every day. So I have a little bit safer about it that way than having to pay the extra to have stuff delivered somewhere else.
Every across the street's got the cameras and doorbells and all that sort of thing, and he can keep an eye on my side, if he needs to. And so sometimes I get him to watch it, but if you're far enough off the road, it's not an issue here. It's just like 15 feet from the road. We don't have a lot of traffic, Danny. I haven't seen a sheriff's car, Danny. I don't know when. I think they must have gotten lost, Rusty, because they hardly ever come down here. But we very seldom have any issues down here. About once every 3 or 4 years, somebody will try to beat on a door somewhere. Somebody's been some meth head or something that got lost, and that's about it. But we have very, very little through traffic here because there's no exit. It's just basically not really a cul-de-sac, so to speak, but it's a dead end into the lake, and you got to head back out in the other direction. Like I said, most of the people in this neighborhood are retired. They keep an eye on things. N4DJC.
Yep, W2T. Well, I live here, and then there's my area's gotten more growth up around it here in the last year or so. So up the road and up my road, further up my road and around on Anderson Mill Road, they've got all kinds of subdivisions being built and houses going in and everything like that. So, I mean, it's a situation where they're just, doing their thing, so to speak, and it comes around, and I just kind of keep an eye on things and see what's going on. So, but our neighborhood is a fairly quiet neighborhood, we get our share of noise and things, and I can hear the noise further up. There are a couple of houses up by the interstate where the road crosses over the interstate where they get a little bit of noise up there and everything. So, but all in all, I've been here 40 some years now, so I don't think I'm going anywhere else anyway till they haul me off,
Kind of same here. We've been here almost 30 now, I guess, and wish I had a single-story house instead of a story and a half. And giving up down the stairs, the two bedrooms upstairs are, just grandkids now, and we have my master downstairs, so we don't have to go upstairs. I do come up here and talk on the radio, but other than that, we don't come up here that much anyway. But several times we started to sell this house and build everything on one story, one level, but it didn't do it. And just, we decided now we're just going to stay where we are until we aren't anymore. Because it's just everything's so expensive now, and the property prices have just escalated. It's pretty quiet here, too. I get some noise from the interstate. I can always tell when a truck is opening is going on, because I can hear the I can hear the trucks from the interstate, and I can up here on 2 meters, and sometimes work a couple single sideband stations when that's going on, but not very often. I'm too lazy to run up here, I guess, Rusty.
Mine's a big double wide. I got a 24x60 double wide, and it's all on one level. And of course, at one end of my house, you can walk upright underneath the house. At the other end, you have to crawl on the ground if you want to get around underneath my house. So it's just like it is, and it's been that way since I moved here. And it's always been a high. Been off the ground a good way, so. I live here and I've been here and I'm not going to move, so I'll just deal with it and make sure things just being done right, you know. And I think I'm going to, even though I ate a late breakfast, I think I'm going to go find me something to eat. I'm starting to get a little hungry and getting a headache, so I think I'm going to go take care of that. Jerry, I'll catch up to you a little bit later. Oh, by the way, you heard the old man on today yet?
Hey, I listened this morning. I was gone for about 30 minutes or so. I was going out to grab something for lunch, but I hadn't heard about it.
A lot of the people and all on this morning, so nobody I really wanted to talk to, but I've heard several other people on. So anyway, well, I'll talk to you later. You take it easy and stay safe out there, and don't go playing out on the streets. It's too hot out there to do that. I'll talk to you later. N4DJC, W2T73 is for now.
Please have a good afternoon. W2T, N4DJC clear.
KJ4CTD, W4DJW. Hey, Wyatt, can you do that a little faster? You're kind of dragging that out a little bit.
Hey, sure, I can do it faster. KJ4CTD, Mobile.
There you go, that's better. What you doing today?
Working on a renovation project. I got Lowe's has me bouncing over to all their stores, all over Kingdom Come, just to buy 2 shower heads for something.
Well, that keeps the economy running, and we could use it right now, you know.
And the gas company's in business. Yesterday, I think I did close to 200 miles, just driving from point A to point B and buying stuff. But, yeah, you know, I found in the renovation business, everything costs $2,000.
I don't doubt that one bit. Earnings go up, prices of everything else goes up, then prices of everything else goes up, then earnings go up. It's like riding a seesaw.
It's a cycle, and it's terrible.
Well, it works for a while, anyway. It's been working for 22 and 300 years. Like, hopefully we'll get another 200 or 300 years out of it.
I kind of wish they would make the dollar worth a lot more than it is, but, you know, it's gotten devalued a whole lot since the 70s.
Well, I hate Jerome Powell pulled the plug on all the fun, but he had to do it sooner or later, right?
And let's take maybe a basket of metals instead of gold. There's only so much gold in the world, just like there's only so much lithium in the world. And, you know, I see all these people talk about renewable energy and stuff, and they really, I don't think they've thought this all the way through about what level of mining you got to do. And if you're going to offshore all of that, I mean, you get away with it in China because they don't care.
Yeah, they'll probably start caring, though. Once they start growing a third head, second head maybe not, but a third head maybe they'll start thinking about it. I don't know. Anyway, there's plenty of gold and lithium if you get down into the core.
And, the core is more than 2,000 feet down. You start getting down there, you start running into a lot of physics-related problems.
Yeah, and who knows what you might release when you get down. you might start something you can't stop to get down that deep.
At least in the hidden world of dinosaurs or dragons or something, and then we're all over with.
KB2HXS.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Just got done putting a coil in and heard you guys talking about drilling down to the center of the Earth.
All the way through it. If you drill a hole through it and then you jump in that hole, do you make it to China? when you come out the other side, if you can, you know, put some air conditioning in there, because it gets kind of hot toward the middle.
No, I believe we live on the outside of a Dyson sphere. If you're a Star Trek fan, you'll know what that is.
Yeah, that's when you're whatever that level is. That means you can harvest all the energy of your solar system. We're not even a fraction of a one yet. That's like a three or a four.
I'm a sci-fi buff. We're going to tell you. Go ahead, Dave. Good to hear you. KB2HX says mobile. I'm just making the trip home from this is right by the airport here in 101.
Well, Wyatt, you still there?
I doubled up with you, but yes, I'm still here. I'll be a while. I'm heading over to Boiling Springs. But I think if you jump through it, I think you're going to have a slight problem with gravity trying to reach the other side. Unless you know, railgun yourself through.
Yeah, you might get a little bit taller, though, between here and the center. And then you'd kind of get smaller, shorter, and then you might start stretching out and getting taller again toward the other end. I'm thinking maybe if you jumped up about 2 or 3 feet, then that would be the loss when you get the other side, and you held your arms up on the other side, maybe you could catch the lip of it with the tips of your fingers and not fall back the other way. That is, if you could come up with a way to keep it cool in the middle.
I mean, it's going to have a compression effect in the middle. I mean, you're still going to have your same mass, but...
The closer you get to the center, the less gravity there is. When you're in the center, there's no gravity. You're free floating in space, right?
Aerophysics. I can't think about that while driving down the road.
Anyway, the reason I called you, what do you got that can detect a signal as it's coming? Do you got any signal detectors, something that can detect the signal as it rises down to the nanosecond? I found out a Raspberry Pi is good to between 2 and 14 microseconds, 2 and 14 millionths of a second. I can't get down into the nanosecond range. You got anything that can?
Are you looking at a GPS signal? Is that what you're trying to – is it over the air signal or is it coming off of a device?
I need something that can tie a timestamp to a nanosecond, right, when a signal's starting to come up through the noise floor. And you got to have a definitive cutoff for that signal coming up through the noise floor.
Fancy new oscilloscope can't quite make it to nanosecond reliably. I'd have to do an upgrade, and to be honest, I have no idea how much the upgrade is. But it's probably $2,000. Everything else I'm doing is $2,000.
Well, I can do 2 to 14 microseconds, which is 4 to 28 miles. Within 4 to 28 miles, that's just not close enough. I want something closer than 2 to 14.
That can reliably detect faster than about 1 microsecond.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd pick your brain, see what you had. I'm still searching. Anyway, you having a good day?
Too bad. I've been working a lot this week. I think I'm about 65 hours so far.
Well, that's good. Keep it up. Keep going. I'm going to start dipping into that money next month. Yeah, this is September, October. Yep, I'm going to start dipping into that fund in a month.
I do have a ham question for you about apers. I'm going to be putting a solar controller up at a mountain cabin. Have you messed with the telemetry portion of APERS at all?
I can construct any APERS message that you want now. I spent quite a bit of time on that, building APERS messages, and you saw the ones that had the direction finding stuff in it. But if you just tell me what you want for telemetry, I can put it. There's several different places in the APERS message you can put the telemetry. But if all else fails, you can always put it in the comment and get what you want. That's the way I was doing it. I was just putting lat, long, and timestamp and nanosecond all in the comment section, and it worked great.
I could say that because, you know, I got to measure the solar input side, the battery charge side, and the load side. This thing's going to be 100% off-grid. And I was trying to figure out how best to do this all off of a Raspberry Pi, but I do have an unused Tiny Tracker AIO, and supposedly there should be some way to interface to that from the Pi.
Well, the good thing about a Pi is if you get a low-pass filter, you know, it's got its own transmitter built into it. And if you've got a digipeater anywhere in the vicinity of wherever this thing's going to be, you can transmit it from the DigiPi's GPIO pin. Pick one. 4 is the one they normally pick. Put it through a low-pass filter so you're legal, so you're not splattering the whole band, plus about 3 bands up and 3 bands down, because it's an ugly transmitter without a low-pass filter. But you can get a low-pass filter on it and, you know, transmit it for, I don't know, maybe a mile or something like that. I haven't tried it. I need to go out and do a distance on mine to see how far it goes. But with that, you don't need any other hardware. All you need is a Raspberry Pi and, you know, got to get your data into the Raspberry Pi somehow. Have you got a way to do that already?
I'm monitoring the forward controller from the Raspberry Pi. And Mount Mitchell is almost direct line of sight from where this is going to be sitting.
You want the code that generates the message? If you've already got the data, you can transmit it right out of the Raspberry Pi.
I may have to fiddle with that a little bit because we don't actually have an exact site yet because I finally have, you know, all the solar panels, but I just got a little 55-amp-hour battery that I'm currently testing with, and I know it's not going to power everything I need to power off of it. Probably go up sometime October, since this is now September. I haven't made it there yet.
Okay, well, let me know. When you get time, when you want to do that, and I can help you with that. Do you, I think it's written in C, do you know the same C programming language?
Old-fashioned C, I can do that.
It is. It's the fastest executable there is, other than assembler. It's the fastest executable on the Pi, other than if you start writing code in assembler. It's not C++, although I use the C++ compiler to build it.
It's kind of like the good old-fashioned stuff, none of this fancy C with a bunch of, you know, symbols after it or stuff, because most of what I do closer to the embedded level, I don't need all that stuff.
Yeah, it's only when you get up around 500,000 lines of code that you need something different than procedural C, which is what you're talking about. That's when you need object C. So you focus on the individual objects and not the whole procedure. Because 1,000,000 lines is too much to support by one human.
But, you know, I mean, 90% of my programming, I'm you know, Raspberry Pi and lower. Thankfully, I don't have to do assembly anymore. Ugh.
Me either. I've only done that once when I was at Michelin for a directory that had a whole bunch of files in it, and I needed to get to a particular one. And C was even slow for that. That had a few million files in a directory, and it took a long time to get to the one I wanted. Wrote it in assembler, and it got there in like a half a second.
I'm laying probably 30 years, and that was back when we had to custom modify MS-DOS, and I want to say it was 2.0, 2.1, somewhere in that vicinity.
Long time ago. That's me too. It's been probably close to maybe 25 years since I've done that. But this is a long time ago. That's another day and another age. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your focused on your driving. I'm just curious if you had anything that could get me down closer to a nanosecond than a microsecond or two. But if you think of anything, ping me and let me know. And if you get some time you want to work on that APERS, let me know that too. I'm still looking for a better low-pass filter that can filter that thing out so that you're a clean, legal ham when you transmit off the Pi, but haven't found a really good... Well, I found one, but they're no longer making them. That's the problem. You can find them, but finding one that's still making them is kind of hard. Anyway, take care. Be safe. KJ4CTD, W4DJW.
I'll probably be picking your brain on that in the near future because, like I said, the coding for the solar controller and all of that bit banging is done. But we'll catch you later. KJ4CTD and W4DJW.